Strong winds and chilly conditions weren't standing in the way of the thousands of Torontonians who marched on Saturday afternoon in celebration of this year's International Women's Day. Attended by numerous women's groups, unions and allies, the rally kicked off with a gathering outside the Ontario Institute for Studies in Education, WAS, on Bloor Street West. Many attendees crafted signs and handed out flyers in support of pro-woman causes in Toronto. Achievements were celebrated and demands for more action were made at International Women's Day March in Toronto. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. International Women's Day, which is being celebrated in dozens of countries across the globe today, recognizes the social, economic and political achievements of women and girls. Samantha Lefebvre, a mom and the youth chair for Unifor Local 1285, told Toronto Today she attended Saturday's gathering in support of her five-year-old daughter. Samantha Lefebvre, third from right, joined by friends and colleagues with Unifor Local 1285 at International Women's Day March on Saturday. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. I'd like my daughter to grow up in a world where she doesn't have to apply for a job and think, I might not be able to get it because I'm a woman. I want her to be proud of herself and for her to know that her mom and other sisters and brothers came together to fight for her to have a better future. Lefebvre, who works in the male-dominated automotive industry, admitted that it's not always an easy environment to be in. Outside of the workplace, she said she is surprised by how much conflict still exists towards women, just because of the body parts we have. Achievements were celebrated and demands for more action were made at International Women's Day March in Toronto. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. But being surrounded by thousands of others who share her passion for women's rights gives her hope that brighter days in Toronto are ahead. I'd like to live in a world one day where it's not so talked about, and it's just normal, she said. It's emotional being here today. To be part of something that's so inclusive, it's heartwarming. Achievements were celebrated and demands for more action were made at International Women's Day March in Toronto. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Meanwhile, friends and March attendees Damaris Sontag and Jovian Sang shared their concerns regarding some of the recent political shifts taking shape on the global stage, particularly in the U.S. The discourse in America is really affecting the rest of the world, unfortunately, Sang said. It's surprising to see how much of a huge impact it's having on people. There's a lot of fear. I'm worried for humanity in general, Sontag added. It's affecting all of us, not just one country, one province or one political party. International Women's Day marchers Damaris Sontag and Jovian Sang. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Sang, who identifies as a male ally and proud women's advocate, believes more men in Toronto need to be using their voices to defend women's rights. Men can be allies and should show up to this protest and event, he said. They should create more space for women. A lot of men come from a system they're ignorant to, or maybe don't want to learn about, and I wish it could go beyond words and get more into policies.